Hey, bazillionaires, welcome back to Million Bazillion. No spoilers, but this episode has us all in our feels. Before we get started, though, this episode is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps young people develop healthy financial habits by learning to earn, save, and invest, all with parental approval. For a limited time, Million Bazillion listeners can get 1 month free and an extra $10 when they sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.
I'm wondering if it'll be ready by maybe 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, my allergies have been terrible, and I'm just heading into the studio now to record. I gotta call you back. Ryan, what are you doing sitting here in the dark?
Nothing.
Is it all right if I turn these lights on? And can I turn off this sad music? I need to record some lines for our next episode.
Go ahead or not. It hardly matters anymore.
Is everything okay? Something's wrong. What happened? Is it your cat, Mr. Skimbleshanks?
Skimbleshanks is fine. I just got some bad news.
What is it?
I entered Million Bazillion for a Teddy Award. They're like the Oscars for podcasters.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well, we didn't win.
That's okay. I didn't even know these awards existed until a second ago.
But I really wanted to win this year. We were up against, you know, Borpo.
What? Even though, to me, that award has literally zero significance, I can tell you're really bummed. So let's cheer you up.
Nothing can permeate my impervious chamber of sadness. I'm just going to sit here in the dark. Alone. If you don't mind.
All right. Well, let's try something else. I'm going to play our opening theme and a question from a listener and kick off the show like normal. And maybe that'll cheer you up. Welcome back to Million Bazillion. I'm Bridget.
And I'm... Nobody cares.
Okay, well, he's Ryan, and we help dollars make more sense. Come on, Ryan, brighten up. We've got a money question to answer. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Marlon. I'm 7 years old, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. And my question is, why does it feel good to spend money? Bye.
This spending money, does it actually make people feel better?
Oh, yeah. You got some money in your pocket. You're headed to the store to get that thing you want. You actually buy it. And then you have all this excitement about how great it's going to be to have this new thing.
Now that you mention it, I do get really excited when I buy video games. Wait a minute. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That we should head to the mall, do some shopping to give you the boost you need to forget all about the Teddy Awards and get out of the dumps. And then we just pay attention while we're spending the money and really figure out why it's making us feel happy so we can really answer Malin's question.
Exactly.
Let's go shopping. Right after this.
And now it's time for asking random kids not so random questions. Today's question is, what's the best thing you ever bought?
I think the best thing I ever bought was my Unicorn Uno set.
One of the books that I've bought at my school's bookstore.
Rainbow Candy Canes.
Squishmallow.
Dungeons and Dragons miniatures.
I think that the best thing that I've ever bought was a Lego set that was a treehouse. It was a lot of money, but I think it was worth it.
That was Elena in Texas, Danny in Illinois, Frank in Minneapolis, and Quinn, Nora, and Sophia in California. This has been Asking Random Kids Not So Random Questions.
Welcome back to Million Bazillion. We just got to the Great Mall of America, a mall so famously big, there's a roller coaster in it. And today, we're trying to find the answer to Malin's question about why it feels good to spend money.
And since I needed some cheering up, we've decided to go on a shopping spree.
So where should we start? Oh, there's the video game store you like.
Oh, there's this new video game I've been wanting so much. It is the Super Dolingo Brothers Derby Kart Race Country Smash Fest.
Okay, let's buy it and just pay really close attention to how you're feeling and why while we do it.
Hold on, I'm not done with the name yet. Double Trouble Triple Player Immersive VR AI 360 Experience Part 2.5.
Okay, let's see if they have that one.
Welcome to Game Bus.
Sir, would you happen to carry the Super Dolingo Brothers Derby Kart Race Country Smash Fest Double Trouble Triple Player Immersive VR AI 360 Experience Part 2.5? Okay, that felt good. I'm getting a little closer to getting my hands on that game.
We've been sold out of that one for weeks, man.
Okay, this does not feel so good anymore.
Could you check in the back, maybe?
Pretty sure there's none back there.
Please, it's really important to my friend.
Okay, but it's not going to be back there.
It's okay. I can always go back into a dark room and sulk.
Yo, dude, you're in luck. One extra copy was at the bottom of the shipping box. It's got to be the last one around anywhere for miles.
This is awesome! Every ounce of despair my body has turned into pure elation. Ring it up, good sir. Bridget, can I borrow the company card?
See, Ryan, going shopping is working. I haven't seen you this happy since we met that talking dog doing yoga in the park.
I know, right? I think Malin, our listener who sent in the question, is on to something. Shopping may just be the cure for every problem I'll ever have.
It's actually me. Hola, Ryan.
Whoa, Ryan, what's that on your shoulder?
Do I know you?
I'm Dolores. I'm the part of your brain that feels things. And I like making you feel happy most of all. Think of me as like an emotions elf that sits on your shoulder. Nice to meet you.
You're on Ryan's shoulder? Shouldn't you be in his head?
Yeah, I spend most of my time in Ryan's head or occasionally in the pit of his stomach. But I sometimes come out to the shoulder when I want to whisper a suggestion in his ear.
Boy, I'm feeling really confused right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm also the one making you feel confused. But let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the positive. And by that, I mean shopping. Have you noticed every time you decide to buy something fun, you get this big rush of anticipation and excitement to bring it home? And then you feel happy, and I get this big surge of dopamine. That's a chemical in your brain that makes you feel excited about a potential reward.
Huh, I used to feel this way about playing claw machines.
Wow, you know, I didn't expect this at all, but now that you say it, it totally makes sense.
This morning, you were feeling bad. Why?
We didn't win a Teddy Award.
Yeah, but what was the underlying emotion there?
That I wanted to win a Teddy Award? I mean, you're my emotions, Elf. Why don't you just tell me?
Well, if I had to put it into words, it was because you didn't feel loved or acknowledged by your peers. A sense of missing out. A disappointment that people don't think you're as cool or talented as you'd hoped. Does that ring a bell?
Sorta. Yeah, exactly it did. That's exactly what I was feeling, yes. But look, I'm all good now. I got this new video game. I'm going to go home and play it for 72 hours straight. I am filled with anticipation. It's going to be great.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. I can feel the dopamine surging through your brain.
Say, is it possible that if we keep spending money, you can keep generating good feelings and pull me entirely out of my funk?
Oh, I'm no psychologist. I'm really more of a very sensitive and volatile collection of moods. If you really want a long-term fix, you might start with therapy or meditation. But in the meantime, heck yeah, let's go shopping.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to keep having joy at this incredibly high level forever.
I'm not sure about spending so recklessly, but I do need some new Gibbets shoe charms, and we're really doing this for Malin, so...
Money, money, spend. Will this feeling ever end? Let's stay in here another hour, flexing all our buying power. Every time you hear that ding, I'll do my job, you won't feel a thing, except a thrill every time you run your card at the checkout line.
A designer sweater for my cat, a wool V-neck, could he go for that?
Gibbets charms for my shoes, available in packs of two, scented chapstick, SPF 30, I think I'll buy a pack of 30?
in the mall like uptown ladies, dropping cash like it's the 80s, spending it all on me, me, me. I feel like a bonfire vanity in the shopping mall, my emotion's steady. Uh-oh, shoe store, are we ready?
Do you have anything in a flat? Because if you do, I'll just take that. Don't need to make this all about me, just need to get from A to B.
Bridget, why not spring for heels? Spending gives you happy feels.
New Air Gordons, that's my shoe.
I think they look good on you.
That cashier says I'm a real cool guy. She must mean it. Why would she lie? I'll take 20 of those shoes. I mean 20 pairs, so 40 shoes. I used to be sad, but it went away when I bought this lilac body spray.
Ah, my eye!
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Why did you spray that in my face?
I just wanted to spray a little so you could smell it. I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. Just don't spray deodorant in people's faces. I'll just ring you up.
Oh, what a day at the mall. My feet are killing me. Thanks for letting us stop at your place, Ryan. Where do you want me to set these bags down?
Can you put them down over there? Man, I feel like a million bucks. That's an old-timey pre-inflation way of saying I feel great.
That was so much fun. So you've already forgotten all about the Teddy Awards. Everything's good.
Let's take a seat and just look at all the stuff we got. Ryan, I think we might have gone overboard.
What are you talking about? I'm really happy with my purchases, and I forgot all about those silly awards.
I mean, how many pairs of Air Gordons do you need? And since when do you play pickleball?
Hey, it's 2021's hottest sport, okay? Wait a minute. What's on the receipt here? $200 for rackets, $80 for a designer sweater for Mr. Skimbleshanks.
$50 in chapstick? What the heck?
I don't even like half of this stuff, but it felt so good to buy at the time.
Why are you looking at the receipts? There's no need to look at the receipts.
Yeah, now I wonder if we did the right thing.
Delivery! I got 15 boxes out here.
15 boxes? What'd you order?
I just made a few online purchases in the car on the way home. Once I got started, it just was super easy to keep buying more. Gotta keep the upward dopamine momentum going, you know?
I appreciate it.
Where do you want them?
Here, I'll take them.
Ryan, this is maybe getting out of hand.
It's okay. It's all gonna be fine.
It's okay. It's all gonna be fine.
Pretty sure you have all the money you need to pay for this. I'm just starting to feel not so good.
Dolores, are you okay?
Oh, I'm starting to get a not-so-good feeling in the pit of my tum-tum.
I probably should have warned you. Sometimes after making a bunch of shopping decisions based on my all-encompassing desire for dopamine, it's sometimes followed by something called buyer's remorse, a feeling of regret when I realize what I've done.
Oh no, Bridget, I just realized not only am I feeling regret for splurging, but I definitely put more on my credit card than I can afford today. I might go into debt. I'm starting to feel an even worse feeling.
Fear!
Ouch! Dolores, are you twisting my intestines into knots?
Sorry, I do that when I get nervous.
Stop it, will ya?
Sorry, it's just... Ryan, how are you gonna pay your rent? How are you gonna pay your electricity bill? What if you lose your job? What if you never make another dollar again? What if your life is ruined all because you bought expensive shoes?
That's not going to happen. Let's just calm down.
I'm just going to return all this stuff I bought, and if they try to say no returns, I'll show them a picture of Mr. Skimbleshanks and say, hey, do you want to be responsible for this cat living on the street? Please, please, let me return the video game.
Not the video game. No, please, not the video game. It's the one thing giving you any joy. Wait, I've got an idea. Let's just go back to the mall. We felt so good there.
We can't go back to the mall.
Please.
We're going to end up spending
just
more.
Let's never
go outside again. How about that?
Enough. You two are spinning out of control. Deep breaths. Count to 10. Yes, let's stop and eat and drink water and take a minute to calm down. And then we should talk to an expert, not Dolores, to find out what's going on and how to fix it.
Delivery for Ryan? I got 20 boxes out here.
Oh, brother. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, bazillionaires. This episode of Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Money always gets us right in the feels. The euphoric rush of a shopping spree, and even the pangs of regret or stress when we check what's left in our accounts. If you're trying to teach your kids or yourself about money, Greenlight is the way to do it. As a parent, you can use the Greenlight app to send money to your kids instantly, set spending limits, and get real-time notifications of all money activity. Your kids and teens can use the app to monitor their balances, earn money, track their savings, learn to invest, and more. These handy tools help you and your family learn about money together so that maybe your money feels are less about anxiety or stress and more about building a bright financial future. Get 1 month free and earn $10 today when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.
Okay, welcome back, Million Bazillionaires. To catch you up, earlier, I found Ryan totally bummed about not winning some podcast award.
The Teddy Awards.
Right, yes, those. I tried to cheer him up with some shopping because that feeling we get when we're shopping releases a feel-good chemical in our brain called dopamine. It was really fun at first, but that dopamine kind of tricked us into making some purchases that felt good in the short run, but not in the slightly longer run. We're now surrounded by a bunch of things Ryan bought at the mall and online.
Hello, package delivery. I got 10 boxes here.
Hi, can you just please leave those on the porch? There's no room left in the house.
Guys, don't worry. I know this big pile of boxes doesn't look good. But I think if Ryan just buys a few more things, we can drown out this feeling of worry and get back to the good stuff.
No, stop. No one's buying anything else until we can figure out what's going on here. I'm going to call my old college professor to help us sort out why spending money and money itself can be so emotional. Professor Michael Norton, he's a social scientist and he studies our behavior, especially around money and how spending makes us feel. Okay, hang on. It's ringing.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hi, Professor Mike. It's Bridget from Business 101 class a few years ago. Remember me? I host a money podcast for kids and my co-host Ryan and I are wondering if it's okay, can we ask you a couple of questions?
Oh, I would love that.
So earlier, Ryan and I were shopping, and we were having all this fun spending money, and we were feeling so happy at first. But then we felt so bad. What was up with that?
Sometimes when we consume too much, we end up feeling badly about it. So you can think about if you got a huge thing of ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Every single bite of the ice cream is still good. You start to feel a little bit sick after a while, but it's still ice cream, so you keep going until you eat the entire thing, and then you feel really sick. And then we feel badly. We feel guilty about it. We might even feel a little bit ashamed of ourselves that we sort of lost control.
Well, that definitely feels like what happened to us today.
And the same thing can happen with our money. We have all kinds of emotions around money. Every time we spend money, we are getting something that we wanted. And then later on, when we reach into our pocket and we spent all of our money, just like when we ate all the ice cream, we kind of have a stomach ache. We feel badly about it, and we wish a little bit that we had done something differently.
Okay, so basically, Ryan and I felt good about buying the video game, which was fine, but then we kept buying and basically spent too much. Ugh, okay, so what should Ryan and I have done differently?
But one thing that we can really show that actually does make us happier in the long run isn't so much buying stuff for ourselves, but buying experiences for ourselves. Doing things instead of buying things are things that actually do tend to make us happy.
Ah, so like going to the movies might make us feel happier than buying another toy.
Okay, but is there some way to get like more happiness from spending less money? Like I'm asking for a friend. The friend is Ryan.
You should tell them that a professor told you that they should spend all their money on you.
On me? Do you hear that, Ryan?
What? No way.
When you buy something for somebody else, you're not only making somebody else happy, you can see them smile, they say thank you, you feel like a really great person, you get to experience their happiness. It really changes how much happiness we can get out of the same amount of money, because now two people are getting happy instead of only one person, yourself.
This is a radical idea.
Okay, so I'm really learning a lot from this. So next time when I'm deciding what to spend my money on, I should remember that I'll probably feel happier if I'm spending that money on experiences, like doing a fun activity instead of buying an object. And if it's something I can do with a friend and they find happiness in it too, that's even better.
Ryan, that means you can keep the video game if you invite some friends over to play with you.
Ooh, good idea. Note to self, make some friends.
Thanks so much for your time, Professor.
Bye, Professor Norton. Professor Mike. Thanks.
Thank you so much. It was really fun to talk to you.
Okay, Ryan and Dolores, how are you feeling after that call with Professor Mike?
I feel pretty good. I mean, you know, with the power of science, I can keep my emotion elf under control.
Hey.
I didn't mean it like that. Oh, no. Is that another package delivery at the door? Hello?
Why, hello. It's me, Rima Gres, host of the Marketplace podcast, This is Uncomfortable, a show all about life and how money messes with it. I'm here because I can just feel that you guys are podcasting in here, and I didn't want to miss out.
Hey, Rima. Wow, your podcasty sense is right on.
Hi, Rima. Come on in. Just crawl through the tunnel I dug through my mountain of boxes. You want some tea? Kitchen door's blocked. Forget I asked. All right. Anyway, we've actually just figured out that my emotions elf is a little too dependent on the dopamine rush that my brain gets when I go shopping, and just finished talking to a social scientist who has studied other ways to increase the amount of joy you feel without increasing the amount of money you're spending.
Sounds like some standard podcast fare. It's pretty good. But you know, you can do more to have a healthier relationship with money that is not ruled by your brain chemicals.
Do I like this? I don't know if I like this. Who is she anyway? Is she going to come after me?
Tell us more.
Look, I've talked to a lot of people about the way they've used spending to fill another need in their life. But that's not a healthy way to think about money. This is what you should do instead. First, you gotta figure out what you value in life, and then try to spend your money based on that value. Like, maybe you value music. You really love bopping around to a good tune. Then, great! You can save your money to spend on a live concert, or maybe you can even buy a fun instrument, like a banjo, and take banjo lessons. Then, if you're inspired to buy something else that seems cool, just pause and think, is this something I actually value?
Yes, as the philosopher Socrates once said, know thyself.
Good one, Ryan. I think you're impressing Rima.
Thanks. I read it on a coffee cup.
I am very impressed. Anyway, then I would say start setting aside time to practice gratitude. Think about how grateful you are for the things you do have. Remember all the enjoyment you take from it. Get in the habit of being excited about what you already did, instead of only paying attention to what you want to do next.
I get it, because then you feel happy when you bought the thing, and you can feel happy remembering how great it was that you bought a thing.
Happy feels? You know I love those for you.
It's also really important that you don't compare yourself to other people. Comparison is a trap to feeling not so great about what you've got. We're all on different journeys, and you don't need to spend money on something just because your friend has it. Especially if it's a thing you don't even care for.
That's a great point. Like they say, compare and despair.
Yes, and like a wise man once said, whether you have a head full of hair or your head is bare, don't compare. It isn't fair when you're at the fair.
Quit while you're ahead, Ryan.
Sorry, I'm stupid, sorry.
And finally, just be kind to yourself. You're still learning, and it's okay if you make a spending mistake. It's okay to spend money on something that makes you happy. Just be sure you're being honest about it. Is this purchase a quick fix for something else, or is it really going to make me happy in the long run?
Wow, I feel so empowered now. Thanks, Rima.
Yeah, thank you, Rima.
No problem. I'm always around to help if you want to talk about life and how money messes with it. See you later.
Careful through the boxes on the way out the door. Are you okay? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, I think so. I'm out. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, thanks.
See ya. Ryan, I think I know what we need to do next. Let's go back to the mall and put everything that we just learned to the test, and then let's see how it makes us feel.
Okay, good, but just one more online purchase before we go. Crocs are on sale, but I have to buy them right now.
Dolores, no.
Okay, let's save our buying for the mall. We'll be right back.
Hi, Million Bazillionaires. I'm Ada from Lawrence, Kansas. This part of the show is where real expert kids like you and me share knowledge with each other on how to do all sorts of cool things. Today, I'm going to share my top 3 tips on how to start a coin collection. first decide what kind of collection you want to start. For example, I like to collect Wheaties, which are pennies that have two stems of wheat on the back. Next, find an adult with buckets of coins. Find a big table and start sorting. Make piles of nickels, pennies, dimes, and quarters. Finally, get some books to organize your collection. I got mine from my grandfather. Let us know how your coin collection is going. Send us a note at millionbazillion@marketplace.org. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Welcome back to Million Bazillion. Now, our shopping spree made me feel better for a little while, but then we took it a bit too far and other kinds of feelings about money started popping up. So now we're back at the mall with Dolores on my shoulder.
So what's up? Are we buying more stuff?
Yes, but not how you think. First, Ryan's going to return all the stuff he doesn't need, and we're about to conduct an experiment.
Experiment, hey? I'm starting to feel worry bubbling up again, but with a tinge of hope. I'm like worried hopeful or hope worried. It's a strange feeling. I can't quite put it into words. What is this experiment anyway?
So this is something I learned from Professor Mike because he runs experiments that make people shop and then he checks how they feel after. So here's how it's going to go. We each get $10 and 30 minutes to spend it. We've just learned some tips from Professor Mike and from Rima about maximizing our money happiness. So decide how you're going to spend your money and then we'll meet back here in 30.
Let's do this.
Okay, we're back. Let's see what we bought. Professor Mike suggested experiences, so I did that. I wanted to ride that really cool roller coaster, but it turns out that's $15.
Whoa, inflation in action.
So I bought a ticket to the slower, yet no less thrilling carousel. I selected the Painted Pony, a good selection, I think, and I feel pretty good about it. Not a bad way to spend a few minutes at the mall.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, and then how did you spend the money, Ryan?
Well, I sat and thought about how much fun we had shopping earlier, like when we were on a real mission for the show, and we got to sing that great song that really showcased my vocal strengths, and I thought about how grateful I am that we do this podcast together.
Aww.
And then I didn't end up spending anything at all. I'm going to save that money for later.
Oh, yeah, that's really great. Like, what a change from the start of the day, right? It's kind of funny how there are all these feelings tied up in spending money. Excitement, happiness, regret, fear. And that's all because when we get excited about buying something, that anticipation for a reward sets off a big dopamine rush in our brains. And that's a chemical that makes our brains feel happy. But that happiness might not last, depending on the spending choices we've made. And if you get carried away with spending money to chase after those happy feelings, you're going to be in for a big crash of regret later.
And there are different ways to overcome this if you're stuck in a dopamine cycle egged on by your emotions elf sitting on your shoulder. No offense, Dolores. You can spend your money differently, like on experiences or on people, or you can really stop and think about why you spend money on the things you do. Is it what you value? Take time to be grateful for what you have already instead of chasing after that shopping dopamine rush. And you know, cut yourself some slack when you fail. It happens to the best of us.
Oh, I almost forgot. What'd you spend your money on, Dolores?
Oh, me? I spent my whole $10 on a little teddy bear for you two. Because even though you may not have won the Teddy Award, you can always have this teddy bear as a reminder from your own emotions that you're trying your best.
Oh, such a perfect gift. How did you know what I wanted?
Well, I do live inside your head most of the time, so pretty easy, actually. Sorry, Bridget, I know the Teddy Awards aren't as significant for you.
Yep, I still barely know what they are, but I really appreciate the bear. We'll treasure it always.
Okay, Ryan, time I go back into your head.
Thanks, Dolores. I'll never forget you and the way you make me feel.
I know, Ryan. I'm your emotions elf. We just spent the whole episode talking about this. I'm always in your head. And literally controlling how you feel.
Oh, right. I know. I was just trying to say thanks.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Keep chasing those dopamine dreams.
But in a thoughtful and careful way.
Ha 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 ha.
All right, that is it for this episode of Million Bazillion. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out the tip sheet linked in the show notes if you want to learn more about spending money and your brain.
We'll be back next week to answer the question, what is bankruptcy? I bet you've still got your own money questions, though, and we'd love to hear them. Send those to us through our website, marketplace.org/million.
And you can also sign up for our newsletter at our website, too, so you can be the first to get new episodes of Million Bazillion straight to your email inbox.
Million Bazillion is brought to you by Marketplace from American Public Media. This episode was written by Marissa Cabrera, Ryan Perez, and Bridget Bodner. This episode had some additional voicing from Meredith Gerritsen, Jay Siebold, and Becca Weinman.
Our editor is Jasmine Romero, Courtney Bergseeker is our producer, and Marissa Cabrera is our senior producer. Talia Menchaca is our intern. Our sound designer is Chris Julin. Becca Weinman mixed this episode.
Our theme music was created by Wonderly. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts at Marketplace. Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. Neil Scarborough is the VP and general manager.
Million Bazillion is funded in part by the SciSims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people working for a better and more just future since 1985. And special thanks to the Ranzetta Family Charitable Fund and NextGen Personal Finance for providing the startup funding for this podcast and continuing to support Marketplace in our work to make younger audiences smarter about the economy.
If Million Bazillion is helping your family have important conversations about money, consider making a one-time donation today at marketplace.org/givemillion. And thanks for your support. All right, time to return some of these boxes. Hello? Anybody? I'm trapped under a pile of my online purchases. Dolores? Bridget? Anybody? I hope one of these boxes has a toilet in it.
Hey, Bazillionaires. Thanks for listening and allowing us to explore our emotions around money. Here's one last message for you. Today's episode is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Teaching your kids to spend money? With the Greenlight debit card and money app for kids and teens, you can help your kids learn by doing. For a limited time, listeners can get 1 month free and an extra $10 when they sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million. That's greenlight.com/million.